Just keep breathing in and out like this. Don't be interested in anything else. It doesn't matter, even if someone is standing on their head with their ass in the air. Don't pay any attention. Just stay with the in-breath and the out-breath. Concentrate your awareness on the breath. Just keep doing it. Don't take up anything else. There's no need to think about gaining things. Don't take up anything at all. Simply know the in-breath and the out-breath. The in-breath and the out-breath. Put on the in-breath, to on the out-breath. This is a common meditation technique in using the name of the Buddha in conjunction with the breath. Just stay with the breath in this way until you are aware of the in-breath and aware of the out-breath. Aware of the in-breath, aware of the out-breath. Be aware in this way until the mind is peaceful, without irritation, without agitation. Merely the breath going out and coming in. Let your mind remain in this state. You don't need a goal yet. This is the first stage of practice. If the mind is at ease, at peace, then it will naturally be aware. As you keep staying with it, the breath diminishes, becomes softer. The body becomes pliable. The mind becomes pliable. It's a natural process. Sitting is comfortable. You're not dull. You don't nod. You're not sleepy. The mind has a natural ease with whatever it does. It is still. It's at peace. What follows along with us is called sati, the power of mindfulness, and sampajanya, self-awareness. Whatever we say or do, wherever we go, on alms round or whatever, while eating a meal, washing our alms bowl, then be aware of what it's all about. Be constantly mindful. Follow the mind. Sit straight. Watch the inhalation to its full extent until it completely disappears in the abdomen. When the inhalation is complete, then allow the breath out until the lungs are empty. Don't force it. It doesn't matter how long or long or short or soft the breath is. Let it be just right for you. Sit and watch the inhalation and the exhalation. Make yourself comfortable with that. Don't allow your mind to get lost. If it gets lost, then stop. Look to see where it's got to, why it is not following the breath. Go after it and bring it back. Get it to stay with the breath, and, without doubt, one day you will see the reward. Just keep doing it. Do it as if you won't gain anything, as if nothing will happen, as if you don't know who's doing it, but keep doing it anyway. Like rice in the barn, you take it out and sow it in the fields, as if you were throwing it away. Sow it throughout the fields without being interested in it. And yet it sprouts. Rice plants grow up. You transplant it and you've got sweet green rice. That's what it's about. This is the same. Just sit there. Sometimes you might think, why am I watching the breath so intently? Even if I didn't watch it, it would still keep going in and out. Well, you'll always find something to think about. That's a view. It's an expression of the mind. Forget it. Keep trying over and over again and make the mind peaceful. Once the mind is at peace, the breath will diminish. The body will become relaxed. The mind will become subtle. They will be in a state of balance until it will seem as if there's no breath, but nothing happens to you. When you reach this point, don't panic. Don't get up and run off because you think you've stopped breathing. It just means that your mind is at peace. You don't have to do anything. Just sit there and look at whatever is present.